Blog Talk Radio.
Stop making the limit inside you.
call up the crew. Now they getting scared, wanna call up a truce. I'm the one like Neil, cocky like Steel. Nobody could guard me like I'm shooting a freak show. This is illegal, my flow is legal. And it's me, it will never be a sequel. See, I'm fly like a pelican. And while I'm here, yeah, I'ma go represent. If you're sick, then I'll be your medicine. And you already know who I'm better than. No doubt, no doubt, no, 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 no doubt. Yep, I'm a veteran, and when done, you gon' think you got ran over by elephants. Since I came, ain't been the same like ever since. And that talking, yeah, it better end.
I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming.
I'm here to do my thing. I'm here to bring the pain. I'm never ever gonna change.
I'm coming.
Nobody can stop me. Nobody can hold me. Nobody control me.
I'm coming.
I'm here to do my thing. I'm here to bring the pain. I'm never ever gonna change. This is my world, my way, my life. And if I gotta do it, I gotta do it right. So everything I want, go ahead and give me that. The girl with me, just know that you ain't giving back.
No,
yeah, she want a bad boy, and I'm all about my cash, boy. She be all up in the Jag, boy. I know that make you mad, boy, but don't make me beat your ass, boy. So don't go there. Your career's like a treadmill. You're running, but you ain't going nowhere. Me, on the other hand, I can blow 100 stacks and bounce back rubber band. 30 carats here, 100 on the other hand. I do me, I don't worry about another man. I'm way past them, got them playing catch up. And I'll be right there if you ever mess up.
I'm coming, coming, coming.
Nobody can stop me, nobody can hold me, nobody can control me.
I'm coming.
I'm here to do my thing, I'm here to bring the pain. I'm never ever gonna change.
I'm coming.
Nobody can stop me, nobody can hold me, nobody can control me.
I'm coming.
I'm here to do my thing, I'm here to bring the pain. I'm never ever gonna change. No, yeah. You don't want no problem, you don't want no drama. They don't want none. You know how it is. You know what we do. Jim on the track, Shaka on the music. Yeah.
One, two.
You hear the clock ticking.
You
about to stop living.
One, two,
I want you to remember me.
One, two,
but the dead don't have no memory.
One, two,
you hear the clock ticking.
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 What's up, everybody? Welcome to a very special edition. Just, wow, what an ending with the pay-per-view. And wouldn't expect it from, it seems like the pay-per-view was going to start to lack until, you know, a title change finally happened. So that's good news on that part. So what does everybody here think about the pay-per-view?
I will actually say that from what I saw that entire evening, the hangover was brilliant. Because we were watching that at the hospital.
Well, she's talking about movies and stuff.
Can I cut the pizza?
Oh, man.
I thought it was pretty good overall.
Yeah.
Even though only two recommendations came through tonight, but it was overall good pay-per-view. Was my first Ladies and Champions pay-per-view ever seen?
Some are already posted a picture up on the Wrestling Fan Speakout group of Daniel O'Brien holding the title. So that's good. But the celebration of Daniel O'Brien when it.
On the cardboard.
Yes.
You're supposed to take it off the
cardboard.
Why?
The
underside doesn't get
close.
Oh, God.
Oh, what are you, a cop now?
Oh, it wouldn't matter.
That's true. Don't forget, Bill's always our designated run for Iowa. Dry plants in a
But for Daniel Bryan winning, we'll just play this. We just have to celebrate Daniel Bryan's win, although who knows, it may not last long if Triple H has something to do with it. But we will see. So going down the middle, the Frontier Players did win the Tag Team Turmoil.
They
did? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
You did?
Yes, I did.
So they won the Turmoil.
I thought you meant that they actually won the belt.
We'll get to that in a minute. Let's see. It was a total of, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. I think it was like about 8 matches.
AJ, you should know this.
Know what?
How many matches there were? It's up here, we should work in
teams. Yeah, total of 8, 9 if you want to add the pre-show.
I don't mean to be doing much gambling. I don't.
Let's see what, what's first.
It's not gambling, you know you're going to win. Having cards is also illegal.
The Intercontinental Championship, surprisingly, Triple H made a statement that the Intercontinental title will be defended, so might as well say Curtis Axel had to fight twice in one night, which, you know, some of the greats had done before. So, Curtis Axel did retain the title from Kofi Kingston, so too bad on that part. The Miz defeated Fandango. This is one of the matches that they added. Divas four-way match, AJ Lee did retain the title. Rob Van Dam did win the match, but by disqualification. So, Alberto Del Rio is still World Heavyweight Championship. World Champion. Blah, 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 blah. The Ambrose retained the United States title. And the Shield retained their tag team titles against the Primetime Players. And, of course, Paul Heyman and Curtis Axel did defeat CM Punk with the help of Ryback. Will be the next Paul Heyman guy, you might as well say. And, of course, last but not least, Daniel Bryan is the new WWE champion. So, if y'all didn't catch all what happened towards the end of it, Scott Armstrong did make, like, a fast count, but he was in most of the match until he got, I forgot he got knocked out somehow, but he was just like out of action. Then another referee ran and came in for a bit. Scott Armstrong came back in and said, I'm okay. I'll take over. So the other referee left. And, of course, the match was still going on. Daniel Bryan did his finisher with the running knee and got it for the win, although it was a fast count. But from that, I think tomorrow night on Raw, this will play in effect. So should be interesting to see what's going to happen. In my opinions on that match, it was actually a good match.
Yeah.
Anything, yeah, you didn't came in time.
Yeah. Sorry, in our minds. And actually, the way you both were screaming so damn loudly, I'm surprised we didn't hear you all.
No, we didn't think that there was actually, you know, because it's like, half of everybody was not happy with the pay-per-view because it seemed like all of them was retaining their titles. And it was like, no change? Like, what's up with that?
Mm-hmm.
And as you see, they did change one title, so good for that. But I guess I'm wondering, what if Dolph Ziggler's troubles with the management would have cost him by winning the United States title, and the primetime players would have won the tag titles.
No.
If that would have played an effect. I'm asking everybody.
I think it would have cost him more friction, but you never know, Robert. All that God is doing in that ring.
Well, yeah, I think part of it did play an effect because it seemed like Primetime Players was going to be due to win this match, but it didn't came that way. So I think they're still going to have the Shield hold on. And it seemed like they're probably going to hold on for a very long time. Because, like, they knocked off almost all the tag teams. So it's like, who's left? Or you can see, like, from what happened this past Friday with SmackDown, maybe The Miz and R-Truth may take off of them. Who knows?
I'm wondering, do you remember when I said to you about the fan council?
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking of Daniel Bryan's match, actually. I'm sorry, I'm jumping. But remember before the last pay-per-view, when I got the fan council thing, and it said, who do you think is going to win this match? And it was like John Cena and Daniel Bryan. Randy Orton was going to cash in his money in the bank. Then we got the one Friday,
though.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
That it said, who do you think? No, it was said, who do you think deserves to hold the belt? And we put Daniel Bryan.
Right.
And that makes me wonder, because they've never, those are the only two pay-per-views where they've sent the fan council email where they've asked you who you thought was going to win. Normally it's just, who would you, you know, which matches are you looking forward to? Why are you ordering this pay-per-view? The last two pay-per-views are the only ones they've ever asked that question, which makes me wonder if they were, you know, there were so many different storylines going around of what they wanted to do, but they really weren't sure which way to go, and so that they were turned to the fan council to try and get as a cheer everybody as heads up, because you remember afterwards it said, why would you want him to win?
Right.
And I put, because, you know, WWE's promoting this no bullying thing, an anti-bullying thing, I said, but yet we've got the McMahons just going against that completely, which makes what they're doing is going to seem really unbelievable.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I think the problem is some people don't think that, but I think they should, because although Vince McMahon is all about the big body image, but although he shouldn't be,
he needs to have a smaller person, so to speak, to hold it. What I call a regular guy.
Right.
Because not every guy when they take their shirt off looks like John Cena. Not every guy when they take their shirt off looks like Randy Orton. You know, we've got the guys who have the beards and the messy hair. Heck, I was just in a car with one. Right. You know what I mean? We all had those, you know, those are more realistic things.
I would say, like, people of today.
Yeah, more realistic.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. But just like, okay, for the ones that saw the whole pay-per-view, so which match y'all think that was the best match of all?
I think it's the Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan match. Everybody was saying, oh, Daniel Bryan deserves to be the face of the champion of the WWE. So, and he showed everybody wrong that he was able to persevere with all the adversity that was surrounding him, and he was able to come through. champion than the Lyric Soul.
What about you?
I think he's going to have less drawn out, a little bit more action, a little bit more flair.
Yeah.
CM Punk, you know, that one was, yeah, he's going to get a stick. The stick in the table, that was over the top show.
Right, with both matches supposed to be the biggest matches for this pay-per-view that everybody was looking forward to. And I think, it's from what it seems like, those two matches deliver compared to all the other matches that some people would think that did not deliver. But I would agree with both of those matches, and I would say maybe some of the matches did lack. Maybe the Rock RVD and Alberto Del Rio. And it was a decent match, in my opinion, but it just, like, the ending was just not. And Sandow, with a better time and a better position, should have cast it in.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't cast it in, right? Because I think that he
did. Yeah, because they're... Right, for the people that didn't see it afterwards, Alberto Del Rio tried to come in the ring with a chair and try to knock out Rob Van Dam. Ricardo Rodriguez took the chair from Alberto Del Rio, then RVD just started, you know, getting a little bit of a comeback in there and did the long, you know, where he jumped from one side of the ring to another with the Alberto Del Rio with the chair. It was just ended that way, and like he was just out. But at that time, Sandow could have cashed it in right there while he was out. I guess my thing was, I'm just surprised WWE didn't calculate it on that. And they must have their reasons. And there must be some good ones if they, like, decide to wait it. I also thought the Divas Championship match, the Fatal 4-Way, was very good as well. Although Brie Bella was looking like Rainbow Bray at the moment. It was kind of funny. And but also, if I can find it here, Natalya once again did a double sharpshooter, but then again you got commentators that oversell it and be like, you've never seen that done before. And you think of the past, oh yes. It has. Natalya did it. Yeah, Natalya did it with Lakewood, and she also done it. It was even somebody else she had done it to as well. So just like some stuff in that oversell it. But overall, the pay per view, what do you think?
I thought it was good. I gave it a
4/10. 4/10. Hmm. I guess, in my opinion, I would have to say, because, yeah, a few of the matches did lack. That's very true. But I'm just going to say that I think those two matches, the excuse me. Like, don't get me wrong, the Tag Team Turmoil match was very good as well. And the tag team match was showing primetime players being so dominant, and they lost. So most of them was decent matches, but I think something, it just lacked it. So it was going to be, I was going to give it a 5, but those two matches, the handicap match and the WWE Championship match, saved this pay-per-view. So I'll give it a 7 out of a 10. That's just my pick from there. So when we come back, we're going to play a quick song, and we're going to probably just going to think about but anyways, we'll be right back. We'll just see if everybody else's reactions online about the pay-per-view. So we'll be right back. Mm-hmm. We're just like watching the last bit of Total Divas, and they ain't gonna restart the so-called second half of the season till November 17th, which is odd. Why would they, you know, want to hold it for so long?
Because if you saw, they were showing it after last pay-per-view, so perhaps they want some distance between it. Do you know what I mean? Then now,
yeah. You might as well just say this was like season one.
Right. And it's been doing like the mid-season
thing. Right, because it just don't make sense in my opinion. That's just what I got to say on that. But we're going to try to see what people's feelings about the game. We're not going to say any names. We're just going to see like what their feelings were towards the pay-per-view. Well, except for people that we know. We got Day Day. He posted a picture of Daniel Bryan holding the title and just saying yes repeatedly. Let's see, where else?
Let's
try this one.
So if I don't get on top of this wedding right now and start making it happen,
it's never going to happen. Well, not many people. Okay, let me try something.
I love you, Junior. You have to work the face, you have to work the camera.
Just give me a moment here. Well, there's somebody put, I smell a rep screw job. And fast count by the ref. I predict that Brian gets stripped from the title tomorrow. Some tell me he's going to get screwed out the title tomorrow night on Raw. Some this person was shocked that he did win it, but was happy about it. Let's see what else.
Tell me what made you want to
Let's see. This was somebody's opinion about the pay-per-view in general. Well, as I already stated earlier, terrible pay-per-view from WWE tonight with not a champion. My opinion, only match worthy of crap really was Kofi Kingston versus Curtis Axel in the beginning of the pay-per-view. Was an okay match, but not great. Rest of the matches were more or less crap and were terrible, just my opinion. But was very unimpressed with the pay-per-view tonight, and by far, see TNA's No Surrender being way better on that note. What? I created a meme with Ice Cube on it that Daniel Bryan won the WWE Championship. Today was a good day.
Nice. Today is the first day in the future of the WWE. Welcome to the WWE Performance Center.
Well, you can just stir right up. I'm just kidding. New Performance Center, and see, a person that looks like that is supposed to be your... Okay, a person that looks like that and your talent relations shouldn't be looking like that. What else? Okay, here's another funny one. We at WWE Mimi's would like to thank Scott Armstrong for his work as a ref in the WWE. And also hope TNA has room for him. I guess they're thinking that the ref might get fired tomorrow. Let's see. Let's see. And plus, I guess they put out a picture after the show with Daniel Bryan. I guess having an interview with somebody. Can't tell who it could be, Renee Young.
You're going to have time at all to get to LA soon to look at fabric for the ladies?
I don't know. I guess it's going to be really crazy, but
hey.
Nice to talk to you.
Oh, Bree, I gotta go.
Sorry, I have a problem.
What? I'm like, what's going on? Like, is there something bad? Like, what's the problem?
My family is...
This one, I wish Daniel Bryan wouldn't have had one tonight. The chase is always better. Well, the chase is better, but I think it was better that the chase doesn't drag too long. Well, today is the new generation, so I'm glad it ended this way.
Shoot. I don't think I can miss Tony's wedding. Here I have this amazing guy that wants to take things to the next level. And here I have one of my greatest friends getting married on the most special, amazing day of her life.
Let's see.
Exactly.
Something like this hasn't happened in years. I'm gonna go. And Nanny, being from a big family, I think she would understand. It would mean a lot to me if you did, though. You have a few days to think about it.
Yeah.
There's a picture that says, I believe the beard.
Let's see.
Responsible
for my best friend dying in a hotel room.
Let's see. What else? What else? What else? Yeah, some people wasn't happy about Hulk Hogan winning the poll for the best WWE champion of all time. Let's see what else. Come on.
New skinny cat divine filled chocolates are stopped.
More divine than this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what about?
Sharon?
Was it just me, or was that a fast count? Yeah, it was a fast count.
Today I'm going to show you my favorite tea time snack, which is 5 acres. First, you choose the freshest, juiciest fruit.
What else? Daniel Bryan, yes, 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 yes. The boy coughing, no, 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 no.
Bless you, Rob.
Let's see what else.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Somebody made a meme. They said, "Night of Champion 2013. Call all of it." Thing is, I'm gonna cut the show just from here, but it was just something that we just wanted to do just to talk about the pay-per-view when our mind was fresh and afterwards, so get our opinions on it. But pay attention to our show tomorrow night, because we probably will talk about the same thing, but probably will have more to say, especially when it leads to like tomorrow night's Monday Night Raw. So 10:30 p.m. Central Time. Please stay tuned for that, and don't forget to check out our other shows during the week as well. And BGU will return next Sunday, so just watch out for that show coming. So until then, you guys have a good night, good evening, and I'm going to play out with a song and just leave it at that. So until then, good night, everybody.
Good night. Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masses. Break it down! 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 Break it down!
A voice that has
you could tell me what to do. You know who you're talking to.